Daniels. Sunnyside, Kurrumbong, New South Wales, Australia. June 6, 1898. Dear Brother Daniels, just before Sabbath I sent you a short answer to your letter. You ask, tell me whether we should put more into the school or devote £100 to the bakery, or whether we should use some of it for the medical work. The answer that I gave you was brief. These are serious matters, and they should be carefully prayed over and weighed. All should be able to see eye to eye before we determine how means shall be appropriated. It is necessary that we see how we stand financially in all our lines of work. I am fully in harmony with the medical missionary work, but that mission must, to a large extent, make its own way and be self-supporting. And it will be thus if it is conducted properly. Your bakery in Melbourne also, if managed properly, should bring in that which will carry it forward until our financial outlook is a more favorable one. All that has to do with the medical missionary work is to be carried forward with the gospel message. God's people are to go into the highways and the byways with the gospel invitation, "Come, for all things are now ready." Luke 14, verse 17. We must keep in mind that this great enterprise is to be as the Lord has represented it, as the arm is to the body. It is not to be treated as the whole body. In spiritual things, in Christian activity, the churches have been in such a languid state that God has been dishonored. Message after message has come to Battle Creek for the families to move out of this great center and establish themselves in other localities. In the dissemination of the truth, the medical work must be combined with the gospel message in well-organized effort. And because the light given in this line has not been followed, there is confusion and disunion where there should be perfect harmony. Ministers are standing aloof, criticizing. They need to take hold of the work that Christ has given them to do in His lines. There is great need of men of well-balanced minds to carry the work forward in symmetry. We see the need of workers in many lines. Ministers cannot draw their salary for want of means. The light has been given me that our school, established in Kurrumbong, should receive our first attention financially. It is in need of our help. The tuition has been placed so low that, with the greatest economy, it can barely cover the salary of the teachers. Again, the Melbourne school was taken over to this school, clouded with a heavy debt. This enterprise means much to all who are connected with the cause of God in this country. There is no virtue in creating funds in this poor missionary field to be appropriated for foreign missions while a heavy debt of $14,000 hangs over this mission. The work done here must show a success. Our school must overcome its debts in the place of increasing them. When contributions are to be taken for the school, let that one thing become a specialty. Do not place other objects close beside it to share in the funds received. The school needs more buildings to accommodate the students, and we should have them. And these will need proper furnishing. We have established the primary department of the school for the training of the younger students, and this is of as great consequence as the higher department. But if it is to be carried forward successfully, there must be funds to sustain it. The poor families must be benefited. We cannot call ourselves missionaries when we leave outside those who are at the very age when they most need our help. Let the means collected here be applied here until suffering humanity at our door is relieved. We do not wish to establish a church or school here upon incorrect principles, where the church, in the place of letting her light shine forth to the world, is putting it under a bed or under a bushel, where its members, in the place of converting the worldly, the ignorant, the sinful, shall themselves need to be converted. There are so many to be cared for, and we call upon all our people in Australia to come to the help of the Lord. We ask every church to do to the best of her ability. If God's people will work, communicating the grace given, more grace will be imparted to them. A renovating power will be manifest in the church. Christian knowledge is extending, but within our very borders, within 20 or 40 miles, there are those who have never had the standard of truth lifted up before them. A few workers are doing what they can in the line of books, but they know not when their pay will come in. More workers, many more, need to be in the field, and 20-fold more might be working now if we had the means with which to support them. We have hired money until we see a frowning debt hanging over us, and until means comes into our schools, we cannot do as we would to advance the work that must be carried forward. We must not limit our school advantages in teachers or in school facilities if we would make the work a success. Our mission school must stand upon God-given principles that students may receive an all-round education. We want young men and women to go forth from the Avondale School as medical missionaries, as laborers together with God. Light, light upon God's Word is needed in every section of this new field. There is a dearth of laborers to correctly represent the work and set the school free from debt. But Christian principles are to shine forth in teachers and students as a light amid the darkness that covers the earth and the gross darkness of the people. The people of God are to unite in their labors for the recovery of the world. God has given His pledged word that His Holy Spirit will be given to supply all their deficiencies. And this will surely be seen in the establishment of this school, if the church will do her appointed work. Church and school are not to be disconnected. All are to be bound together. God has put in action the instrumentality which He has designed for drawing men to Himself. He who is mighty in counsel has taken His survey of all the possibilities and probabilities. He has marked out the course to be pursued, that a school may be established. True, obstacles will arise, but go forward is the word. Prepare the youth to have an all-round education, that they may go forth in self-denial, lifting the cross, and bearing it after Jesus, ministering in every place where they may go. Again and again, God has repeated this injunction. When Christ instructed His disciples, we read, "Then opened He their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures." Luke 24, verse 45. While priests and rulers were darkening the minds of men with their counsel, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men, Christ said to them, "Thus it is written." Matthew 15, verse 9. Luke 24, verse 46. It behoved Christ to suffer, and to die on the cross, and be buried, and rise again the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in the name of Jesus Christ among all nations. Verses 46-47. "And ye are my witnesses," He says. Isaiah 43, verse 12. If the students engage in the work of God, the Holy Spirit will qualify them for it. "Ye shall receive power from on high," Christ says, "after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." Acts 1, verse 8. "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, and ye shall move under the hand of omnipotence. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 18-20. Christ now awaits the cooperation of his people. If they will be humble, if they will live and advance by faith, if they will go forth in his name, his benediction will be upon them. For them also is the promise of Christ, as with hands outstretched above his disciples, he slowly ascended to join the company of angels who were waiting to escort him to the Father's throne, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Verse 20.